الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا، أما بعد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات. أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, Friday is a very important day in the life of a Muslim. And I make dua Thursday night, Friday, Ya Allah, assist every imam, khatib, student of Islam, we are all students, whoever will be giving the advices on the Friday Jummah platform, Allah must assist the ulama of the Arab countries, Allah must assist the ulama of Indo-Pak, the Asian countries, Allah must assist the ulama of the European countries, the ulama of America, South America, West America, Northern America, and our country, South Africa, every city, Durban, Johannesburg, Cape Town, every little town where they are reading the Jummah Salah. And I have firm conviction that when we give dua to somebody else, Allah appoints an angel to give us a similar dua. We know in this world there are more children than adults, and there are more females than men in the world. And the females, they are bringing up the children at home, and they take care of us, prepare our meals, etc. In this verse of the Quran, Para 22, Allah speaks about the good qualities which the females can possess. And these good qualities, if it's shared with the people around them, they will go to Jannah, paradise, and they will also be a means of taking others to Jannah, paradise. Now, the time is very short on a Friday Jummah time. Let's go directly to the ayat of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says, the Muslim men and the Muslim women, the believing men and the believing women, the obedient men and the obedient women, the truthful men and the truthful women. When a baby is born, we know on the seventh day we make aqiqah for the child. And to make tahniq is sunnah. If there's a pious personality in your town, the ulama that teaching the Darul Uloom, teaching hadith, teaching Quran, teaching Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, the tongues are moist with the recitation of the Quran, the tongues are moist with reading the hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, at a convenient time, not to disturb the teaching time. Most Darul Ulooms and Islamic institutes, they have a timetable, and the ustad and the teachers have to be there at that time to teach and the students to learn. So at their free time, take little bit honey or a very soft date and take the child there to that senior alim. Make tahneek. Put this little honey in your mouth or the soft date in your mouth and put it in the child's mouth and make dua. Ya Allah, make this child, whether it's male or female, pious, and make them the flag bearers of Islam. And Allah accept the dua. Allah will give us success in this world and success in the hereafter also, inshallah al-Aziz. Now, if it's a female, we know the aqiqah is we slaughter one goat or one sheep, and if it's a boy, two goats or two sheep. And as the children grow up, first of all, when we make nikah to compatible practicing Muslims. Rasulullah mentioned when we make nikah, people look at beauty, family lineage, wealth, and Islam, deen. We must choose deen and Islam. And if the mother got a habit of reading her du'as for eating, when she's feeding the child, she'll read the du'a and make the child also read. If the mother dress Islamically with cloak, scarf, parda, she'll make the children also dress Islamically. So may Allah give us pious children. From the age of 7, the parents to teach them how to read salah, send them to the afternoon maktab madrasas, etc. And when they grow up, may Allah give them good homes, etc. Now we believe in Allah, our Rasulullah, the last and final Nabi of Allah. The glorious Quran Sharif is the last and final authentic book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Males, we read our salat with jama'ah in the masjid. The reward is 27 times more. And for 40 days, we read our salat with jama'ah. Allah will make our iman sincere and protect us from hypocrisy and nifaq. And the woman folk must read the salah at home, the farz salah, unless when traveling, those masjid that along the highway, they have facilities for females, they cater for the travelers. And even if they go to the masjid where they have facilities for females, they can read the salah on their own if it's not the salah time. And not necessarily they have to follow the jamaat of the masjid. Sometimes there's a separate place, there's some other buildings or something in between. So they can read the farz salah on their own, and musafir, those travel 7-8 kilometers or more. Females cannot travel 7-8 kilometers or more without a mahram, especially if you're going for umrah, hajj, or you're going for a wedding, funeral, whatever. Travel with your mahram. And even if you're going to do relief work in war-torn countries or in our country also where the people are going through difficulties, the female must travel with a husband, brother, father, or adult son that is 15 years and over. Then Allah says, وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ. They have patience, difficulty comes. See, a marriage works with love and compassion. In Jannat, we'll have the perfect couple. Sometimes the husband is earning well. Sometimes finances are going down. They say in thick and thin, we try to save the marriage, especially if there are children in the marriage. Allah, keep everybody happy. And they be charitable. And they fast. One is the month of Ramzan, you fast. This is compulsory. Besides the Farah fast, we keep the other fast also during the course of the year. The Muharram fast, the 9th of Zilhijjah fast. And whatever fast we keep is good for the health and good for the soul. وَالْحَافِزِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ. They protect the chastity from adultery and zina. Our beloved Rasulullah mentioned something similar to this. You guarantee me to protect two things, I'll guarantee you Jannah. protect our tongue from speaking lies, backbiting, slandering people, and protect your private organs from adultery, zina, etc. Allah will give us Jannah. والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات. And those that make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala in abundance. One is with undivided attention, certain times of the day you dedicate 15 minutes or half an hour. One is the males in the masjid, you come early for salah. The time between the azan and the farz salah, you have time to make zikr or dua. The other is at home also, we have free time. Isha is early now. In winter months, Isha is early. And in the summer month, the gap between Asr and Maghrib is long. We can come early for Maghrib Salah. And before Maghrib in the masjid, make some zikrullah. In the winter months, days are short. We are working or coming from work normally, Asr Maghrib time. And at home after Isha also, we have a comfortable lounge suite, comfortable bed to relax. Instead of wasting our time in the shaitan box, listening to music, watching immoral films, wasting our time watching professional sports where alcohol and gambling will be advertised. Off the shaitan box, and don't even have the shaitan box in your house. Take a tasbih and sit in the lounge and recite some zikrullah. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم 100 times لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله 100 times صلوات and درود on رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And we must take enjoyment out of the love of Allah, making the zikr out of the love of my رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. We recite, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. This durood Ibrahim that we read in salah, we can read it out of salah. This 40 durood sharif written in small booklets, we could read those 40 authentic durood sharif. And then أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجر عظيمة. Whichever male or female possess these wonderful qualities, Allah has secured forgiveness for us and great rewards. Nobody is perfect. فلا تزكوا أنفسكم وعلم بمن اتقى. Nobody can claim to be pious. Shaitan was doing so much ibadat, he refused to make sajda to Nabi Adam alayhi salam out of pride and arrogance. Allah made them shaitan. So we must always look at the good qualities in others. What's going to happen to us tomorrow, we don't know. And Islam is such a beautiful religion. In a 24-hour cycle, we need 6-7 hours of sleep. In a 24-hour cycle, we need to earn our halal rosy, different types of employments people have. But your intention is to provide halal for my family. A person is an ibadat of Allah while earning his or her halal sustenance. And khidmat se khuda milta hai, we be of service to one another. One is our parents, take care of them. We look at our parents with love and affection, you get the reward of an accepted hajj. You take care of orphans, of widows. You put your hand on the head of a yatim. A person whose parents passed away and they're below the age of poverty, below the age of 13 and 14, and you take care of them in whichever way. Obviously, if they are females, laws of hijab, parda must be taken into consideration. And when cousins living in one house, or even brothers and sisters, from the age of 9 and 10, girls and boys, brothers and sisters, cousins to sleep in separate bedrooms. They can't sleep in the same room. From the age of 10, must try to separate the beds. And even when we send them to school, madrasas, send them to where the ulama practice on the laws of hijab, and the separate seatings for boys, the separate sitting for girls. And today we know pornography and all the immoral literature is available on the net. And our youth that have cell mobile phones, sometimes they expose to these filthy articles. And then when there's no parda and hijab in the school, madrasa, even at home, if the cousins also are watching this filth, or brothers, sisters watching this filth, the zina can happen in your own home. Incest can happen in the home. Allah protect us from all types of zina. And all those that have children of marriageable age, Allah must find compatible practicing Muslims for them. We make dua for every parent's concern when they have balik children, whether daughters or even son. We worry, you get a good daughter-in-law, the parents for the daughter want a good son-in-law. And also we read the dua, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. Have a good employment, a reasonable, stable job, etc. Allah grant us all the best of both the worlds.